This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Harris County deputy was shot and killed early Sunday morning during a traffic stop in southwest Houston, Texas. The deputy has been identified as Corporal Charles Galloway. Galloway pulled over a white, newer model, four-door Toyota Avalon when the driver exited the vehicle and sprayed the windshield with bullets. The suspect remains at large. The executive committee of the Arizona Democrat Party formally censured U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema over her vote against filibuster changes.
But what is the legislative filibuster other than a tool that requires new federal policy to be broadly supported by senators representing a broader cross-section of Americans? A guardrail, inevitably viewed as an obstacle by whoever holds the Senate majority.
The censure is mostly a symbolic move. Sinema was one of two Democrat senators who joined with Republicans to vote against lowering the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The FBI has offered its final assessment on the Gabby Petito case.
There's an update in the case of Gabby Petito, who was found dead in September in a national park in Wyoming. The FBI office in Denver said a notebook found near the remains of Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, shows an admission by Laundrie that he was responsible for her death. Her body was found by searchers at a park in Wyoming. Laundrie immediately became the prime suspect. His body was found in October, and authorities say he killed himself. The FBI also said Laundrie sent text messages from her cell phone after she died to make it seem as if she was still alive. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Laundrie's body and notebook were discovered at the Carlton Reserve in Sarasota County, Florida. The James Webb Space Telescope will begin thruster braking at 2 p.m. Eastern today as it settles into its observation destination. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
President Biden claims he has exceeded American expectations on his first year in office, but people in Montana certainly see things drastically different. So says Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale on Newsmax.
They certainly see things dramatically different than what the president views as the condition of the state. I'm very interested to see how he addresses the State of the Union in the beginning of March. We're hearing that's when it's going to be. But what we see are empty grocery store shelves. We see empty schools because of the mandates to keep our children out. We see rising gasoline prices and energy prices at a time when it's hitting those who can least afford it the worst. We see chaos overseas. Right now you're having discussions about whether Russia is going to invade the Ukraine, whether President Biden is going to allow them to actually get into the country, or whether he's going to hold a strong line on keeping them out of the Ukraine. Pick a subject matter, and we're having problems. The vaccine issue and the vaccine mandates that go along with it. The people across Montana are heavily opposed to this. They've passed legislation at the state level to prohibit vax mandates, to prohibit vax passports. So, no, they're not really pleased with the administration.
The National Football League had three of its four playoff games over the weekend end with last play of the game field goal wins. Cincinnati, Kansas City, San Francisco, and the Los Angeles Rams remain in the hunt. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we have Phil Hotzenpiller. Yes, the one and only Phil Hotzenpiller, the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. Hey, Phil, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How about yourself? Ready for another day of fresh news, huh?
Yeah, oh, well, it keeps on coming, but for just a moment, we can have an island of respite and enjoy some football games. What was going on with the Rams? They did everything they could to give that game away. Brady's probably coming back to Florida going, how does that happen? You know, all the fumbles, hikes that, you know, go right by the quarterback's head, and we still end up losing the game. Unbelievable.
Well, I adopted a few years ago a new approach to football. I always go with the winning team. Whoever wins, that's my team.
Exactly. That's the way to do it. Well, you know, for all the talent that was there, and then, of course, last night was another thriller in watching what happened between Buffalo and Kansas City. Just a great game. I mean, a lot of scoring. I mean, if people wanted to enjoy some scoring, that was the game. And look at how many lead changes you had in, what, in about 2 minutes there at the very end. Unbelievable. And a great contest.
Well, I always like to see the Chiefs win. I don't know why. I just have an affinity for the Chiefs. So and they won, so I get to adopt them as my team.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll send you a sweatshirt. Make sure you're all covered in the appropriate regalia in case you're not. But getting back to the current news, and we were just talking with Reggie Littlejohn that was in D.C. They had the march against vaccine mandates in D.C. yesterday, along, you know, over the weekend with March for Life. A lot of marches happening in D.C., and I was asking her, I was going, were you a little bit weary in light of January 6th and the government's concern about any assemblage of people, you know, coming together, especially in the nation's capital? She goes, well, I have to be honest, yeah, I was. And there were some people that just didn't want to go because they thought, gosh, you know, could they get tricked and end up in a D.C. jail when they were just there to protect the unborn?
Well, you know, I have a theory here. By June, this is all going to be over. Excuse me, Bill. By June, this is all going to be over because the house of COVID is falling, and it's falling across the land. You see Prague, you see Belgium, you see all across Europe, and people aren't gathering by the thousands. They're gathering by the tens of thousands of people. The rally in France, Germany, Italy, more than 100,000 people in France. I mean, this thing is coming to an end. Mark my words.
Well, I'll tell you, from your lips to God's ears and to the rest of America, I mean, we start to see, you're right, there's chinks in the armor that's coming through, but progressives being who progressives are, they like this power, and they're not going to give it up easy. We've got to find a way for the next generation to somehow be able to lop its head off once and for all, because otherwise, you know, Phil, even if it's over in June, based on, you know, Rasmussen polls of people, you know, and Democrats. I mean, it's amazing how many Democrats, 59% of Democrats say that if you're unvaccinated, they don't have a problem with you being locked down at home. I mean, this is very dangerous. And how do we get on the other side of that perception and mindset? I know you've had, you know, relatives of people who go to your church. I've had some call me and say, what is it with this Pastor Phil dude? What's he thinking, you know, that he's leaving, you know, my grandkids uncovered and, you know, one deal or another. It's like, whoa, wait a minute, you know. And that's just a minor sample. But there is that sentiment. I got family members, you know, that are upset. And I go, listen to what the doctors say. They're now starting to come out and say, look at the best form of immunity is natural immunity that trumps the vaccine. I mean, did you not hear that? And look at it. It's taken them all this time to be able to say that. And they've been saying, oh, you know, Fauci said, well, maybe about 3-4 months of coverage if you're naturally, you know, if you've been exposed to COVID and you're naturally immune. Well, I'll tell you, Phil, I just had another test. I'm almost a year on the other side of my exposure to COVID. And which for me, it was minor. I had a little bit of a cough. You could barely tell that I was affected. I continued on with the show. I didn't lose any energy. You know, smell and taste still there. Thank God, because, you know, Mexican food is important to me. You know that. And you got to taste it. But anyway, it's been minor, but still, you know, with the test that I just had, my doctor said, stay away from the vaccine. You are naturally immune. Your natural immunity is still very robust. This is, you know, 10, 11 months down the road now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then this is the reality that they've been, you know, that actually been hidden by the media. It's been quelched by the pharma because this is all about money. It's the old line, follow the money. Who's getting the money? Why are they getting the money? And how long can they milk this cow? And that's exactly what's happening. And I really believe that the answer to your question is, I think there's going to be a whole generation of kids that are going to grow up anti-politics because they're going to look back and they're going to go, this is what they did to me. They stole my childhood. They tricked me into missing out on scholarships. They tricked me into missing out on school dances, on everything, all in the name of this phony science. So I think there might be the real kickback's going to come when these kids that are right now 7, 8, 10, 12, 15, 18 years old, and they're going to go, wait a minute, something isn't adding up here. So that's my hope, that we've got a generation that sees the folly in this and rises up against this phony political machine that's trying to function in our world.
Well, and hopefully they will see it to its fullest, Phil. And by that, I mean, it's interesting that you had the march against the mandates in D.C., but you had the March for Life. And, you know, think about it. You know, the same scenario here, we believed in the government, we believed in the Supreme Court, that it was okay to kill our children. Oh, wasn't, you know, just some excess flesh is meaningless. You know, what's the big whoop? Well, of course, here now we have, you know, the technology to see what's going on. And what is freaking out these pro-abortionists is the organic move that's taking place because people are knowing the truth, Bill. They're finding out, you know, that Mike, this is a child, you know, like Abby Johnson. Here she is. She's you know, one of the directors for an abortion facility. And it wasn't, but, you know, one day they were shorthanded and they asked her to go back and she saw what happened with an abortion and saw a fetus actually being vacuumed out of the womb of a mother. It devastated her, changed her life. And of course, she starts a new ministry until there's no more. And she's been helping other women and other people who are involved with abortion, the abortion business, come out and be liberated from this industry of death that's taking place. So, you know, and we're just touching on a couple of things here of lies that have been perpetrated by our government and by our leaders. And we could only hope that for this next generation, we set them up to rely on the truth, to be critical thinkers, and to know that truth that will literally set them free, right?
Amen. Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think those days are coming. I have a lot of confidence in the resolve of the American people. And it's kind of like an old Rocky movie. You keep punching him in the head and he finally comes back. That's what's happening to America. We've been punched in the head long enough.
Yeah, and the proof, as they say, is in the pudding. Even if it happens to be between your ears and it's all pudding-like, that you realize what the truth is all about and that they've lied to us at every turn. We've got more from Phil after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. If someone had told Reverend Byers that his vision for global missions would not only survive 75 years, but also share the gospel in multiple languages and countries on three different continents, he might not have believed it. We praise God for the longevity of the Tide Ministry, and we're grateful that we get to be part of God's mission to save his lost children. Looking ahead to the future, we've unrolled our Diamond Vision Plan, which highlights five key features for potential growth. Many listeners request Bibles and Christian literature so they can learn more about Jesus. The third Diamond Vision facet is Solidify, which defines how we will develop and supply more resources to help new believers to grow in their faith and live in right relationship with God. To learn more about the Tide Ministry's goal to improve the sustainability and strength of our strategies and structures for the discipleship of new believers, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Welcome back, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Okay, a little bit ornery. You know, it's the Mexican in me. Sorry. But, hey, look, at no apologies, because we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And guess what? You got people out there, they don't want to hear the truth. They really don't. I mean, they just love the power structure the way it is. Lindsey Graham warned us and said flat out in the faces of the Democrats, their lust for power was so obvious. And he said, I hope you don't get it. Well, guess what? The American people, you know, if you want to believe it or not, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for questioning the 2020 election. But nonetheless, Joe Biden and the Democrats were appointed and selected because here we are. If you hear the words of Joe Biden himself, Phil, which I thought was quite telling, because I always say the one thing about evil people, and I know when you say evil, boy, people, oh, my gosh, don't call the president evil. But you may not be an evil person, but you might be under an evil influence. You just have to listen because they self-indict. And what Joe Biden said was something that Stalin had said how many years ago, decades ago. It's not about the people that vote. It's who counts the vote. And that's what he said. I said, you got to be kidding me. And I heard it, you know, with my own ears. He's right there. And he says, I don't care. I don't care who votes. I just care who counts. Well, and here we are. And we know that we know who counted the votes in 2020, because there is no way. I'm sorry. Like we were saying last week, if Biden would have won by a hanging chad or two, might have been plausible. But to win by, what was it, 10, 12 million votes, and even that much more than, Barack Obama, the iconic black presidential figure, that he would get more votes by politicking out of the basement, it doesn't pass muster. I'm sorry. That's all I got to say about
it. No, it actually doesn't. And, you know, if you kind of go back, what's the result of a bad election or a phony rigged election? Well, President Johnson's a good example of it. I mean, he got in by basically creating a false ballot, and his campaign managers found a box, and he got elected to Senate. But what happened? Mm-hmm. He rose to power, became the president, established the Johnson Amendment, where put on notice all churches that they can't support politics. Why did he do that? Because his opponent was a Christian and the churches were behind him. And so right. Then what happens? Kennedy is shot. LBJ plunges in deep into Vietnam with no turning back. And one step after another, this is a result of just one guy getting falsely elected by a ballot shift. And so we see the consequences are generational. Thousands of people went to Vietnam who didn't need to go. Lives were turned upside down. Churches were muzzled. Even to this day, they feel muzzled. Why? One guy. So yes. I think a lot of people have to realize that the effects of Biden are going to be generational. It's going to hurt us for 100 years. That's the bottom line.
It's a scary thought, and here we are at the beginnings of this. And again, what you cited for Johnson, I mean, you just barely touched on, the top of the iceberg, the influences in the structure. I mean, the war on poverty, all that's involved, all, associated with LBJ and, what he tried to do. And basically, I mean, what he did, like you said, it's generational, and no doubt that this administration will have a generational impact. I mean, look at what's happening right now in Ukraine, with Russia, the weak leadership. And it's not just the United States. It really is the world. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza had presented this idea with a documentary of what would have been like, without America. What would the world be like with America without it? I mean, you think about it. And it was a very powerful expose. But anyway, getting back to what you've been addressing in American Faith is, these vaccine passports. And people need to understand the brink of the annihilation of our freedoms, where we are. As you say, all these things have consequences. And this madness has got to stop. And we can only hope that, come May, June, as you said, that you believe that this is going to be all over. But all over is only the beginning of a new process, isn't it?
Yeah, I think what we're going to see is that the countries are going to drop these mandates. They may assume we've got as many people vaccinated as we possibly can. We've made as much money as we possibly can. And now the pressure for economies to thrive again in the middle of this inflation and this disastrous decisions that have been made on our side, for sure. Right. I think that that's going to push it. Doesn't mean that the mindset is going to go away. I just think we're going to see open doors. You know, we have a girl in our church that just got accepted for MBA in Trinity in Ireland, and she was dreading all the mandates, and she was in tears yesterday as Ireland dropped those things. That shows you how, you know, a young girl, 20-year-old girl, looks at this. She's not looking at it like this is a good thing. She's looking at it like, right, this is a disaster that I have to go through my MBA with these kind of mandates. So,
exactly.
That's what I mean. Young generation, they're looking at it going like, this is, there's something wrong here. We don't know what it is, but it's wrong. And just like you know, my generation, they said there's something wrong here with what's going on in Vietnam. There's something wrong here with politics. There's too many things happening with the FBI back in that day, and we're seeing it all over again. History does repeat itself. There's no doubt about it.
Well, we've been living under a big lie. I guess that's what I was saying, whether we're talking about, you know, abortion, and we haven't even touched on abortifacients yet, you know, and it all is interfering with God's plan. I was talking with a friend over the weekend at church, and I said, you know, you talk about abortion, but nobody is saying flat out the reason that we don't abort our kids, because God called it evil. I mean, you can get into all these scientific conversations about, oh, well, you know, here's the baby and life at the heartbeat and going out there and getting, you know, man on the street interviews of people of their idea. I don't care about our ideas. I care about what God says. And I says, God flat out says it's evil. It's evil to the point that even when, you know, one of Judah's sons, right, he was supposed to impregnate his sister-in-law, because that was the continuation of the line, right, of his brother's lineage, and he would not. He emptied his seed on the ground, and God said, that's evil, and he killed him. Well, you know, that kind of tells me anything that has to do with the creation process, pretty serious to God. And so even abortifacients, when you're interfering with God's creational creation process, that he uses people to co-labor with him to do this, you know, you're on hallowed ground here. This isn't something that is just, you know, your ornery attitude and you're not the boss of me kind of thing that you think that you can do. We thought so, you know, you and I grew up in that generation that you're not the boss of me and, you know, have it your way. And we learned the hard way that, you know, God was serious about this. And I think that we're still in that process, and that lesson is still yet to be learned and appreciated that, you know, God said it. That's it. You know, there's no discussion, but go ahead, you know, go and do it your way and find out that, you know, you want to challenge gravity, go fall off the roof and find out and see and experience just one of the laws that God has instituted. And you got to know that if that law is in place, how many other laws are equally consequential if we, you know, if we disobey them?
Well, how about this one? Lawlessness has come to the streets of L.A., and even Governor Newsom said he agreed. It looked like L.A. is looking like a third world city. Okay.
Wow.
Well, Newsom, you caused it. You and your crony there have caused that. So without law, without order, you know, you're going to have chaos. And that's the bottom line. And when cities start falling apart, there's a lot of, I'm going to say, moderate and even liberal people who are going to say, this is enough. We can't do this anymore. We're going to move or we're going to change. Something's going to happen here.
And exactly.
I still believe in the resolve of the American people.
Well, I'm with you on that, and maybe we've gotten to that point, Phil. Maybe May and June, just around the corner, soon and very soon, that people will re-engage their brains and say they do not necessarily have to live like this any longer. It's their choice. Bill Hotzenpiller, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, man.
This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And now an important message from Exergen.
A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen, because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Harris County deputy was shot and killed early Sunday morning during a traffic stop in southwest Houston, Texas. The deputy has been identified as Corporal Charles Galloway. Galloway pulled over a white, newer model, four-door Toyota Avalon when the driver exited the vehicle and sprayed the windshield with bullets. The suspect remains at large. The executive committee of the Arizona Democrat Party formally censured U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema over her vote against filibuster changes.
But what is the legislative filibuster other than a tool that requires new federal policy to be broadly supported by senators representing a broader cross-section of Americans? A guardrail, inevitably viewed as an obstacle by whoever holds the Senate majority.
The censure is mostly a symbolic move. Sinema was one of two Democrat senators who joined with Republicans to vote against lowering the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule. USA Radio News.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, look who we got. America's Money Answers Man. He's got all the answers. You got questions. He's a nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Hey, Mr. Jordan Goodman, how are you, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. What is going on? Boy, it's been a rough week for our president here. I think he's shell-shocked.
It's a combination of things. Inflation is really taking off. We had a latest number on the consumer prices up 7%, which is the fastest since 1982. Wholesale inflation up almost 10%. And it's going to be more. I think clearly prices are going up. Wages are going up. The supply chain disruption continues because of the COVID situation. And that's really having political implications now. Biden's poll numbers are really taking a dive. And I think inflation is one of the main reasons that's happening.
Because James Carville pointed out it's all about the economy, isn't it?
It's the economy, stupid, as they said, going all the way back. And inflation's been low for a long time. A lot of people have never seen inflation like this, and they're seeing it. I mean, we have oil up to $85 a barrel, and that's going through to the pump. You're seeing food prices going up, and in many cases, empty store shelves as well. It's just across the board. And that is forcing the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates maybe 4 times this year. And that's got Wall Street kind of nervous because they don't like rising interest rates. They like this free money, 0% money we've had for such a long time.
Exactly. Jordan, when was the last time you saw empty shelves like this?
Well, maybe in the 70s when you had shortages of gas. We used to line up around the
but not on store shelves.
Not really on store shelves. I don't think we've seen that for a long time. It kind of reminds me of Russia in 1972 or something. You know, you go.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm waiting to start. You know, like Russia. Funny you should bring that up. Is all of a sudden we see trucks parked alongside the road and you see people queuing up. You know, getting whatever it is that truck has available. I mean, it's getting to be pretty crazy.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't blame the supply disruption on Biden completely, but they haven't done anything to improve it.
I was going to say, what's the solution?
The solution is we need more truck drivers. We need like another 100,000 truck drivers to get the stuff out of there. It's backing up in the ports. I think the solution for that is going to be automatic trucks or, you know, autonomous trucks getting things out there. Just aren't enough truck drivers. In general, we have a tremendous worker shortage in this country right now. And there's a big mismatch. I mean, there are 11 million jobs available, and there are unemployed people, but they don't have the skills or the willingness to take the jobs that exist. And that is really holding back the economy in a big way.
Well, talking about truckers, how much of a problem is that Joe Biden is counting on the union to deliver truckers, and they can't possibly meet the demand?
Correct. In many cases, he wants union jobs, which is nice, but the employers don't want to pay for them in many cases.
Nice for who?
For the unions.
Yes, okay. I just want to make sure because, you know, the way he talks about it, oh, we got another good union job. Well, the non-union people don't want to hear that. That's not music to their ears.
Exactly. So union jobs have higher wages, higher benefits, but it makes us susceptible to moving those jobs overseas. And that's why we've seen so many jobs go overseas, because we outprice ourselves on labor costs.
Exactly. Plus, on top of that, and this is just my personal opinion and experience, being since I never share it with you, but I might as well, you know, just go where fools fear to tread, is that what happens with the union influence is the personnel themselves are getting frustrated, because unions by design have a way of mediocritizing the labor force. And, you know, they want to go out and go after, you know, the big prize and be rewarded for all their hard work. And they've been, you know, it's just been kind of like, hey, you got to accept mediocrity. And
but unions are, on the private sector, about 6% of the workforce today.
Exactly,
like
that's
30%.
It.
But it's huge on the public side, right? Teachers and
well, in our
firemen,
well, in our governments and all that. And look at how well they're doing.
Right.
I mean, can you sit there? Can you tout something of excellence in any of those areas? I mean, yes, our first responders and fire departments and that, you know, they're, you know, I don't have a big complaint there, but I wish that they were being paid commensurate with their commitment and, you know, their strengths in a job well done.
But just a recent example, for example, the Chicago Teachers Union kept shutting down the schools there because they didn't like things,
yes.
And they just run the thing. The mayor has no power. The Teachers Union just completely controls the situation in Chicago, and that's true in other places, too.
And, of course, we're seeing this collusion between this administration and the Teachers Union.
Right.
All these emails are coming out going, whoa, we got worked here, people. And and this is just adding more, you know, more fuel to the fire between the fact that, you know, for all the money we're investing in our education for our kids, we're ranking 27th. The
right.
CRT thing is just problematic.
Well,
and
but the people are rebelling, Bill. Okay, so what happened in Virginia by winning and by Glenn Youngkin winning, that was about education. That was his main thing. Is
exactly.
The parents were revolting against what's happening in education.
It's so
there.
Doggone domestic terrorists, boy. They just got rid of those got rid of those Democrats. And these people that want to promote something other than reading, writing, and arithmetic, imagine that.
Yeah, so I think it's going to have major political implications as well, because this is going on around the country. Parents are revolting at what's happening. And the end result is people are getting out of school and not having the skills we need. Again, we have 11 million unfilled jobs, and yet the people who are unemployed do not have the skills to make those jobs.
Right.
That's something Biden could really make a big difference on, is if you could get people to be trained for the skills. For employers are desperate for people. It's just like,
exactly.
It's just
well,
a big
well, imagine,
it,
imagine this. If you use that money that you paid off a labor force to sit on their butts at home all this time, as opposed to investing that money in some sort of, you know, job training program,
right.
I think that that would have gone a long way and helped a little bit. I mean, 11 million jobs, I mean, that is a lot of jobs, and we just don't have enough personnel. You know,
to train
like,
or willing. It's also
oh,
willing.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
A lot of younger people, they want to stay home and watch video games or something, but they don't want to go out and be plumbers and ship captains and electricians and work in meat plants and so on. So it's willing as well as able. I think a lot of the younger
exactly.
people are not willing.
Well, and meanwhile, let's open up the southern border and just let all these people come in and not even consider any kind of human resource strategy to say, hey, are you willing to be a truck driver here? Maybe we'll give you a temporary visa
to
fill a job, right?
We need to bring in more immigrants because we have 11 million unfilled jobs, and they would do truck drivers. They would work in meatpacking plants. They would work in farms and factories and things because Americans don't seem to be willing to do it.
Well, and here we are. We've got over 1 million people storming the border, coming in illegally. We got people, you know, generally we allow close to a million people every year legally who come into the country without any kind of liability to the states, and that they have to prove that they can support themselves
exactly.
And a sponsor here. All this good stuff. And now we've got over 1 million coming in illegally. We've got 1 million in line. They've only let in, I think, last year 400,000 because the government is so overwhelmed between COVID and everything else that they
exactly.
can't do their job and even handle that, and we have the shortage. So you're exactly right. This is a management issue that's not being handled appropriately, but has some answers right before us, but because this is so politically driven, they're blind to the solution here.
Correct. The solution is we need those people coming in. Let me be king.
Let me be king. If I was king, we'd get this squared away. Okay?
I think you should. I'm going to anoint you as king right now. I think we need you to solve the immigration and the labor shortage.
I need more than anointing. I'm going to need guns and all kinds of ammunition.
It is a real problem.
They don't give up ground easily, right?
That's true. I mean, this is resulting in inflation. This is the labor shortage means there's not enough meatpacking plant employees, so the meat prices go up, and there's not enough truckers to get the stuff we need, so we have empty shelves and higher prices. So this has all kinds of real-world implications for people.
And then meanwhile, we're fussing over the filibuster and voting rights and all this political gobbledygook.
Well, Biden just had one loss after another here, and it all hurts his image and his poll standings. And if the Republicans win big in the midterms, which looks likely, he can't do anything now. He'll be able to do even less if he doesn't have the House and the Senate.
He's so bloodied up right now that maybe Nancy Pelosi needs to throw in a towel. What do you think?
I don't think she's going to do that. Now, maybe she'll run for president next time because Biden may not do it. He'll be 82.
Anyway, Jordan Goodman, you're awesome, buddy. I appreciate you so much. America's Money Answers Man. And you can email Jordan. Blame him for everything that was said today because he's got broad shoulders. He can handle it all. How can they contact you, Jordan?
So moneyanswers.com is my website. I get emails from your folks all the time. Always glad to help them. About 150 different resources to help people make the most of their money in every possible way.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.25%. Yes. 2.25% with a 2.44 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Okay, he Rainbow Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Holt's going to join us in just a few moments. Adam, of course, the director of PluggedIn.com. Lots to talk about this happening in our culture, of course, this past weekend. An incredible weekend in D.C. Temperatures down in the 20s, very cold, but still, you know, thousands upon thousands showed up, whether it was about the vaccine mandate, but more importantly, about the March for Life, which was attended quite robustly. They say thousands. I don't know the exact number. Adam joins us now. Adam, were you able to get the exact number or rough number, you know, from the Capitol Police? I guess they're the ones that kind of measure these things as to how many thousands of people showed up for the March for Life.
You know, I don't have that number right off the top of my head. I know it was obviously focused on the family, had a presence there. Jim Daly was there, and it's
right.
It's one of our signature events that we participate in. So, I mean, it sounds like, by all accounts, it was a terrific event, but I don't have a number.
Yeah, the thing that's interesting that people, and I think the pro-abortionists are really surprised with, is that this is has become an apolitical issue. This isn't
right.
about Republicans or Democrats. This is just people voting and saying, you know, hey, look, we can no longer stand with killing our children.
Right.
And that's really what it comes down to, with over 60 million children murdered by way of abortion. And that's all we know. I mean, that's a rough estimate. That's not even a true accounting of it because of, you know, privacy laws and whatever, you know, that they block the truth. But that is the estimated number. And we're not even talking any kind of number whatsoever on abortifacients. Because
right.
what it has to deal with, and I was talking with Pastor Phil earlier about this, Adam, is that people, you know, anything that interrupts the, you know, God's reproductive process, God's plan for humanity is wrong. I mean, God calls it evil. And you can have all these conversations, these human reasonings, and talk about, you know, sonograms and what the technology is telling us. But you got to go back to first principles. And first principles is even before we knew about all the science and everything and really understood exactly what's going on, God was real clear in saying it's evil. And this is what the church needs to re-embrace, is God's position on abortion, yes and amen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's unequivocal. It's black and white. This is not a gray issue. You know, you and I know that there are lots of things out there that reasonable Christians can argue from different, you know, different conscience positions and conviction positions, and be within the realm of, yeah, that's an acceptable position, but abortion isn't one of those.
Yeah, when it comes to life, I really, all due respect, I don't care about your opinion. I mean, I'm
right.
Sorry. What does God say? You know, God is the God of life. He is the creator. This is his plan. The whole reproductive idea and everything came from him. It didn't come from Dr. Fauci. It didn't come from these other scientists. It didn't come from, you know, Roe v. Wade, but from God himself. And so all of a sudden we're just going to preempt God, say, well, you know, we know better. I mean, I guess that's what we're saying anyway, because, you know, the sentiment of the culture is that, you know, they're no longer created man and woman. You know, according to universities in California, I think you got something like, what, close to 70 options
right.
of gender preference anymore. But this is how absurd it's gotten. But at the end of the day, there's God. And it's what God has said. And we have a free will, and we can go ahead and deal with that. But again, you know, I think what needs to be delineated here is there are people of faith. There are people who are called by his name. And if you're called by his name, then you have a clear standard to stand by that you will be blessed by. But it starts with those who are called by his name. And he says prescriptively, you know, because here we are. We're in that position, just like it was interesting this past weekend. The reading was from the book of Nehemiah, and it was Ezra reading the law to the people. Remember that they were disconnected, and I could only imagine there for a moment that at that period of time, here's Israel, the walls have been broken down, they've been absolutely devastated, they've been judged, they're in chaos, you got all this opinion flying around, and they're all over the place trying to figure out what's going on. And they're blessed because they discover the law of God, and he reads the law. Now this is first principles. Here's first principles before you. You forget about anybody's idea or opinion. This is what God said. And how do we measure up against God's standard?
Right.
And it devastated the people. It crushed them. And they, oh my God, no wonder. And they decided at that point, okay, we need to reconcile ourselves to God and return to first principles. And here we are. We're at this point in the midst of this chaos, vaccine mandates, COVID, all this junk that's going on, and the passports. I mean, Adam, this is all scary stuff. And I mean, this all points to Revelations, the book of Revelation and the mark of the beast. The control of God's free humanity. They're moving in, and it's all so subtle, but yet very aggressive with these mandates and passports and the way they're working against us and depriving us of our freedoms. Pretty scary stuff.
It is scary stuff. And I think circling back to the March of Life and the issue of abortion, what you'll never hear from the left, you'll never hear it, is how disproportionately those abortions are in ethnic minorities. You know?
Exactly.
And as we talk about justice issues and, you know, the progressive left and its, you know, its drumbeat on social justice issues, mm-hmm. This one is curiously not on the list, you know, right. and you would think if a vast percentage, you know, I think I've seen, and this is not my area of specialization, mind you, but, you know, something like 60% of all abortions are black mothers. You know,
yeah, they run the full gamut at anywhere from 45-60%. It's an extreme number, and
it's
so
a big
to your point, where's Jesse Jackson? Where's Al Sharpton?
Right, and
crickets.
And again, I think that in our discussions about which lives matter and which don't, there's enormous hypocrisy. Right?
And
we stand up as believers and say, we really do believe in the sanctity of every single life, because every single life is made at conception in God's image. And that theological foundation it's just incredibly important, because ultimately when you start trying to figure out with the progressive lens who matters and who doesn't, you realize really quickly there's no universal standard. It's all about power, right?
Right.
And you might get the wool pulled over your eyes, but there's not a uniform valuing of every individual. There's a different system in place there, Bill.
No. Yeah, it really is. It's amazing because here everybody's talking about equity, right?
Right.
What a bunch of hypocrisy. But,
what a bunch of hypocrisy.
Hey, yeah, but here we are. Welcome to the nature of man. But
right.
All that being said, and this is really important that people hear this, because there are people of faith, people who may be coming into faith and going, well, am I disqualified because I've been involved with abortion? Well, nobody's picking up stones here.
No.
We serve a redeeming God. If you are being, if you might say, crushed with the impact of the reality that you have participated in abortion, whether you're a male or female, and that you by choice accepted the government's argument and had an abortion, and now you realize that you have offended God. God says, look, I have a remedy for that.
Right.
Come to me. Come to me. And
because
let's
we've
talk.
All offended God.
Amen.
You know?
And Amen. Yeah, exactly.
Not that God is easily offended. The point is not that we serve a wrathful God who's just looking to unload on us. The reality is, because of sin, we fall. You know, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the iniquity of, our choices was laid on him. That's what Scripture says. And that's the good news, is that when we feel those feelings of guilt, whether we have, feel like we have committed a big sin, or we're not sure there are people out there who aren't that really in touch with their sinfulness. We all are in need of that redemption, and we all stand at the foot of the cross in need of what Jesus has done on our behalf. But we have to choose to embrace that gift, and without that, there's not that deliverance of our conscience. There's not that deliverance from sin, and we live shackled to our big sins, our little sins, and everything in between, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I say we're invited to come to the cross.
Absolutely.
And God's arms are wide open to us every day, welcoming us to the cross, that we would be redeemed. And exactly as you said, Adam, God understands this. I mean, this is why he sent his son, is that he understood that when Adam made the choice that he made, Adam and Eve made the choice, that we were condemned.
Right.
But God, in his love, and this is so hard to imagine how much he loves us, because we're, even in spite of our knuckleheadedness, he says clearly that even before we loved him, he demonstrated his love to us by sending, of all people to send, his son.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people would send their kids for a rambunctious, rebellious group of people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Amen.
This is the God we serve who says, come to me. And I want people to know who have been involved with abortion that God loves you. God loves you. And that's our prayer, is that you would go to God and find your peace. Adam Holtz from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Adam. Take care, buddy. God bless.
You bet.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful, sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamil.